Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. After the strike at the RATP Friday, new mobilizations took place, but this time it was self-employed professionals who took to the streets throughout France. Lawyers led the procession alongside doctors, pilots, flight attendants, and stewards for this unprecedented mobilization. Gatherings also took place this afternoon in Bordeaux and Lille. The requisitions at the trial of the fire that had broken out at Cuba Libre in Rouen called for 4 years of imprisonment for the two managers of the establishment. They are being judged for homicide and involuntary injuries. The catastrophe had caused 14 deaths in August of 2016. The public prosecutor has noted a dozen serious failures in terms of security, including a locked emergency door, a non-compliant staircase, and the absence of a fire alarm. A new feminicide in France. A 27-year-old woman was stabbed in the street by her partner in front of her three children, aged 2, 4, and 6. This happened early this afternoon in Le Havre. Since the beginning of the year, more than 100 women have been killed by their spouse or former spouse. A man is also wanted in Creutzwald, Moselle, near Metz. He is suspected of having killed his partner. The body of the 60-year-old victim was found this morning. And the price of gasoline may well increase tomorrow by 4 to 5 cents per liter as a direct consequence of conflicts in the Gulf. This weekend, an oil field was attacked in Saudi Arabia and the production has stopped. The price of a barrel has already increased by 10% in just a few hours. Two children were served only bread and water for lunch at school in Saint-Pourçain-sur-Sioule in the Allier. The town hall took such measures for children whose parents had not paid the canteen for over a year, despite reminders sent by email and over the phone. A meeting is scheduled this evening to discuss the situation. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.